This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very, very tragic week as the FBI has confirmed, Nicholas Cruz has been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder for a shooting that occurred yesterday at a high school in Parkland, Florida. 17 people have died, and we are starting to hear reports of how people were warned, how there was a lot of warning signs that we could have. Boy, he has a look like a troubled youth. From what I understand, his adopted father had passed, and then his mother had just recently passed, and he was living with a family who took him in. 17 people were killed yesterday and many more injured at the attack at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Again, this was in Parkland, Florida, in Broward County. Several people are still currently in critical condition. And this is the deadliest shooting at a U.S. school since 2012. They say teachers were warned about Mr. Cruz, who was not allowed on campus with a backpack. From what I understand, he had gotten into a fight with his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. And that's when he got expelled from that school. There was a YouTube post last year by Mr. Cruz, 19 years old. User Ben Benright contacted the FBI with his concerns. He said he spoke to representatives there for about 20 minutes. Mr. Benright said that the FBI had contacted him again following the school shooting in Parkland. Now, this YouTube video had a comment left on it by this Nicholas Cruz last year saying, quote, I'm going to be a professional school shooter. So the FBI had investigated, and the FBI confirmed again today that they were made aware of the comment, and they had conducted checks, but were unable to identify the person behind that post. Meanwhile, math teacher Jim Gard told the Miami Herald that the school authorities had emailed teachers about Mr. Cruz's behavior. We were told last year that he wasn't allowed on campus with a backpack on him. There were problems with him last year threatening students, and I guess he was asked to leave campus. School officials have not disclosed why Mr. Cruz was expelled from the school. We think that was one of the reasons. The fight was being reported by Fox News that there was a fight he had with the new boyfriend of his ex-girlfriend. Former schoolmate Joshua Charo said Mr. Cruz had been found with bullets in his backpack. He said, I can't say I was shocked. He seemed like the kind of kid who would do something like this. Some of the students also echoed that opinion when interviewed. One told WFOR everyone predicted it. Thing is police said they weren't warned of a possible attack. See, nobody wants to say anything. Everybody wants to be PC. Everybody wants to not profile. Everybody wants to, put their head in the sand. And unfortunately, here's somebody that gave a lot of people the heebie-jeebies, and nobody did anything. And that's our fault. Have we made the process seem easy to report somebody that gives you the heebie-jeebies? No. No. Nobody's really explained to us that we could be anonymous. A lot of us don't think they can. Assure us of our anonymity. I mean, the FBI had to reach back out a couple times to the YouTube channel owner for that comment. And so maybe some people are like, look, I don't want to get involved because if I have a person here that I think could be a killer and I start to narc on him and report him and they don't find anything, he'll come back and kill me. Problem is, we've seen just too many movies. Superintendent Robert Runcie told reporters, we received no warnings. Now, the school's assistant football coach, Aaron Feist, was taken to the hospital after jumping in front of students to shield them from bullets. His team tweeted that he died a hero. It's crazy. The family of student Jamie Gutenberg confirmed her death on a Facebook post on Thursday. She was a 17-year-old awesome young girl. Gutenberg's parents earlier said that the brother, Jesse, was able to escape unharmed. Another student, Alyssa Alhadef, had been identified by her family as a victim of the shooting. So, reports say that a fire alarm at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, was deliberately set off at about 2:30 local time. So, that caused students and staff to leave the classrooms. Witnesses said that the gunmen also deployed smoke grenades and wore a gas mask. Isn't this kind of also what James Holmes did with the Aurora, Colorado shooting? Right? So that people would not know where to go and there would be a panic. Students told U.S. media they hid under desks or in store cupboards or barricaded doors as loud shouts rang out. And it seemed to be just a normal day. Many of the students said they heard pops. They thought it was Valentine's Day firecrackers. Again, firecrackers are not a Valentine's Day ritual, but again, it's a holiday. Maybe some kids are like, ooh, we're getting out early and, you know, or who knows? And so, unfortunately, some people didn't think to take cover. So, we're going to be getting more details on this. There's Instagram accounts that have been now deleted that apparently showed Mr. Cruz's guns and knives. He had allegedly used an AR-15 rifle in the attack. He had bought it legally. He had it locked up in their house, apparently. And, you know, you see pictures of targets and guns. And, whenever I go, shooting and I practice, I sometimes show my target, because I show that I was a better shot than hubby. So, posting your target up online. But if he was that obsessed with guns and he even said I was a professional, I want to be a professional shooter, some alarm should have been set off. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Scott who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of now politics coming into play, a lot of discussions, a lot of intellectualizing, a lot of blaming, a lot of feelings of grief going on right now with this school shooting and the topics of, all right, should we, you know, have better gun control laws? Should we abolish the Second Amendment? Unfortunately, our responses that are coming out of this because we don't know how to prevent a school shooting. Okay? Now, maybe we have prevented school shootings. Maybe we have prevented 150 of them. You and I don't know that. The media doesn't tell us that. you know, nobody wants to scare us. Nobody wants to cause a panic. So if there was somebody who wanted to shoot up a school, so parents don't worry and kids don't worry and, you know, there'd be, like I said, widespread panic, we may not know about it. So I'm assuming that anytime somebody wants to shoot up a school, they've been successful. Because that's the only news I'm getting. And I'm also assuming that we are doing a crappy job of preventing something like this from happening. Now, of course, you know, in the various news outlets, well, how can we? You know, the only way we could do it is get rid of the guns. And if somebody wants to kill, they're going to find another means to do it, whether it's using their vehicle, whether it's using a knife, whether it's using, you know, should people with mental illness get guns? Absolutely not. Should we try to prevent illegal guns getting into the hands of, coming into our country, getting into the hands of people that shouldn't have them? Yes. But there are people out there, which is the main point that people seem to forget, that there are people out there who are very sick, very mentally ill, and they want to see people dead. And this particular Cruz kid had no problem putting a false fire alarm out there, putting smoke bombs, causing widespread panic so that he could have an easy means to murder him. And his weapon of choice was a gun. He liked guns. I don't know how he got that many, why, but he's a murderer, and he wanted to kill. So we need to identify these people before they decide to kill. Well, okay, you know, you hear students go, oh, yeah, this was no shock. If anybody was going to do this, it was going to be him. Well, why? What was it? What? Tell us, what, you know, profile did he? Well, no, we don't want a profile, and we don't want to, because there are going to be other people that, you know, may fall under that profile. Who cares? Who cares? If, God forbid, there's a shooter of a middle-aged, not very tan woman with some curves and, you know, scraggly hair and looks kind of googly eyes, and somebody comes up to me and says, look, there was a shooter. They looked exactly like you. We want to make sure you're not a shooter. Yeah, I may get my feelings hurt. And I may say, okay, that sucks, but go ahead, question me, whatever. I'm innocent, you know, it's not me. Well, we don't think it's you, it's just, you fit the type that may do this again. Fine, ask me what you want to ask me. Okay, the country comes first. If you're concerned about something and, you know, you're following due process and I'm, you know, I have my rights and, you know, you're not going to do a body cavity search on me, fine by me, ask away. Okay? So if I ever fit a profile, fine. Ask me questions. That's fine. Go ahead. Interview me. Investigate me. I don't care. I don't do anything bad. Go ahead. Look. You want to look at my computer? I search, you know, Michael Fassbender images every once in a while, but he's dressed in them. Okay? I swear. Dressed. Go ahead. Search. I got nothing to hide. Oh, we don't want a profile. No. Well, Cruz, you know, maybe, you know, he, you know, was a, I don't know, a kid who wasn't good, you know, in school, and his grades weren't that good. And this Nicholas Cruz, Nicholas is his first name, Nicholas. And, well, you know, we don't want, you know, kids that don't get good grades to feel isolated and put, you know, come on. And what about everybody getting a screen? I mean, you know, you hear these, you know, people who were fired from work and then they come back and shoot. What was that Roanoke shooting of an ex-employee that on live TV shoots down the reporter and cameraman and shoots the person they were interviewing and she lived? Ex-employees could be high-risk individuals, and I know there's a lot of them. So going back to what this kid could have been like, you know, why did people consider him high risk? Well, one was he didn't have a nucleus, a unified, you know, nuclear family. His mom died. I'm not sure what happened with his adopted father. If he was adopted, was it because he was born to a mom who couldn't take care of him because of drugs? You know, we saw this when we delivered when I was in training, I delivered babies. Many of these adopted kids were kids to moms who couldn't take care of them, had taken drugs while the kid was in the womb. So some of these kids could have unfortunately possibly had major mental issues coming out into the world because of what their mom did when they were carrying them in pregnancy. So maybe that put them at high risk. Maybe it's because he was always a loner. Maybe it's because nobody wanted to play with him as a kid in school. Nobody wanted to eat lunch with him. He got through school as quickly as he could, hated school, kept his head down, got out of school, hated these other kids. Maybe these kids bullied him. Maybe the average school shooter is somebody who's bullied. And they're mad. And they are so mad that they want to get back at these kids who were mean to them. And I mean, you could push anybody to the limit. We're animals. And these kids are getting crueler and crueler and more mean. Maybe that's why he was showboating, this Cruise kid, putting his guns and ammo online. Maybe, you know, that was his way to peacock. You know, tattoos used to be a way to ward off assailants and other people because you were a tough guy if you had a tattoo. If you had a tattoo, you were tough. Now we do body art for a whole variety of reasons. Some of it's really, really pretty. I'm going to add some. I'm like, really? Really, that's what you chose to do? And now I think some of us are getting too many tattoos. But that was what we used to do. In other civilizations, you would paint yourself. And, when you would paint yourself, that would be a deterrent for people to mess with you because the painting signified something. And that's what we used to use tattoos for. Well, now, tattoos don't seem to really scare people because everybody gets them. So maybe, you know, he wanted to peacock by putting, you know, his guns up there. Like, you know, don't mess with me. But boy was something brewing, and boy was he mad. And unfortunately, it got to the point where he gunned down 17 innocent people and injured many more. So what do we do as teachers, as employers, as coworkers? All right, we quit being so PC, and if we think a woman or a man could be a threat, we design a system within our work where we could report it. Now, nobody feels that they are going to remain anonymous with this. And then there has to be some form of an anonymous path that somebody could take. Even if it's dropping a name in a box. But people don't want, you know, now, another thing that could happen another thing that could be done is one-on-one interviews with employees and staff quarterly. You know, how has the behavior been? You know, with people in the workplace, is there anybody that seems to be odd? Is there anybody that concerns you or makes you feel uncomfortable? And if 5 or 6 employees bring up the same person, and you don't think they're bullying them, or you don't think they're trying to throw them under the bus, then you could very quietly investigate that person. You could do that with schools. You could do that, you know, in a variety of settings. And now let's talk about school security. All right? You know, a lot of schools, my kid's school just did a drill. They just did a drill. So I guess my kid's school did a drill on an active shooter about a week ago. And some of the teachers were upset that fake guns were being used in the drill. That was very upsetting to them. Okay, I don't think you should be a teacher. Okay, if you are going to be a teacher and you are going to be helping these kids with their education and you are going to be their supervisor, okay, you need to be aware. You can't be naive about what's out there. And knowing that somebody may hurt the school has to, you know, be something that you can wrap your head around. Oh, no, no, there's a gun. I'm anti-gun. Well, the bad guys aren't. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
Oh. Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Guys, we are back in the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We're going to later discuss how to staff our schools with security or police officers, higher tech equipment, why it hasn't been a priority thus far for medical metal detectors or perimeters or other ways to protect our students. We seem to have better security at concerts and at athletic games than we do with schools, and I think the same procedures and protocols should be in place for our schools. I understand that's going to take a lot of money. It'll take a lot of taxpayer money. But maybe we could shift all this wasted money on Obamacare, right? And there's those robocalls on the IRS agents and shift it to security for our schools. Just a thought. But let's move on and get to some of the other headlines. Okay, you guys remember the Cuban embassy staff and how they might have been assaulted with certain sonic weapons? Well, apparently, the staff that had to be pulled out of the U.S. embassy in Cuba appear to have had symptoms that look similar to those caused by concussions, according to doctors. Medical exams of 21 of the staffers show that they had headaches, balance problems, sleep disturbances, and visual and hearing problems, a team at the University of Pennsylvania reported. Objective measurements confirm that most had problems with thinking, balance, and eye control, and apparently many are still undergoing therapy. This is according to a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So according to Dr. Douglas Smith, director of Center for Brain Injury and Repair at Penn's Perelman School of Medicine, said, so this is really concussion without concussion. He says, I mean, it really looks like concussion without the history of head trauma. The medical reports add more to the mystery surrounding events at the U.S. Embassy in Havana. Cuban officials have denied that they did anything to the staffers. So starting in 2016, if you guys remember, some staff reported hearing strange sounds and said they were suffering headaches and other symptoms. The federal government started pulling staff out in September and then expelled some Cuban embassy staff from Washington in October. But the descriptions given by the staffers of what happened to them seemed to baffle medical national security experts. No known weapon or device could cause such symptoms in the way the events were described. For 18 of the 21 individuals, according to NBC News, there were reports of hearing a novel localized sound at the onset of symptoms in their home and hotel rooms. Affected individuals described the sounds as directional, intensely loud, and with pure and sustained tonality. Of the patients, high-pitched sound was reported by 16, although two noted a low-pitched sound. Words used to describe the sound included buzzing, grinding metal, piercing squeals, and humming. Five of the staffers says the sounds were so loud that they had to cover their ears. They say the sounds were often associated with pressure-like or vibratory sensory stimuli and were also experienced by two of the three patients who didn't hear a sound. So even if they didn't hear a sound, they felt the vibrations. They said the sensory stimuli were likened to air baffling inside a moving car with the windows partially rolled down. Okay, have you guys ever had that where your kids are messing around with the car window? And then all of a sudden you hear a, that kind of thing while you're driving. And it's not just a sound, but there feels like, air with it and a vibration. There's multiple things going on with that. And I'm like, stop it, roll up the window. And then I get mad and then I have to put the lock on there. My kids did that the other day. They're like 17 and a half and 15 and they still mess with the windows. I'm like, look, if somebody farted, tell me, and I'll roll down the window. No, nobody farted. We just wanted to hear the sounds of the... Okay, well, please. So anyway, loud sounds can affect hearing, but they are not known to cause brain damage. Yet the staff reported persistent and troubling symptoms. Most felt like they had to get out of there. Many felt confused, nauseated, and had a headache. They later felt foggy, had trouble concentrating, felt nervous, irritable. They said for at least six individuals, a clear change in work performance was noted by supervisors and colleagues. And the staff did not appear to be faking it. According to doctors, or the term malingering, rather than seeking time away from the workplace, the patients were largely determined to continue to work or return to full duty, even when encouraged by healthcare professionals to take sick leave. And while some of the symptoms do overlap with concussion, not all did. So in contrast to classic concussions, they say most people referred following suspected exposure in Havana exhibited significant impairment that persisted for months with no significant improvement in multiple cases until rehab was initiated. Whereas with many, concussion patients, they'll get better after a few days. They said individuals experienced unilateral ear pain and tinnitus or ear ringing after exposure. And they had balance problems, not often seen with concussion. So, they say this raises the question of whether in the absence of physical trauma, central nervous system injury may be sustained through exposure to sound or other phenomena. So, they, and why? Why did this happen? Neurologist Dr. Christopher Muth of Rush University Medical Center Chicago and Stephen Lewis of Lay Valley Health Network in Allentown, Pennsylvania, wrote, before reaching any definitive conclusions, additional evidence must be obtained and rigorously and objectively evaluated. Okay, that's kind of a nice sentence for what we're all, you know, when scientists do that, before reaching any definitive conclusions, additional evidence must be obtained and rigorously and objectively evaluated. Well, duh. Okay, well, yeah. Okay, tell us something we don't know. Why waste our time reading a sentence that basically says what we already know? So anyway, they said it was possible the affected staff had compared notes before they were examined and that much of the evidence was based on their own reports, which could have been colored by time, they say. They also noted that age and other conditions may cause many of the symptoms to describe, but really? The Penn State team, or the Penn team, was unable to provide many details about the patient's age, sex, etc., because, again, they had to protect their privacy. But similarities among the 21 cases definitely merit some sort of, you know, further investigation. So, I've never heard of something like this. It's very plausible for something like this to happen, very uncomfortable. And, you know, your ears, how they're built is they're probably the closest access to the brain than any other body part. Because you have inner ear organs that connect, that have to send signals to the brain and connect to the brain. And microscopically, it's open access. Yeah, there's a lot of different things that could protect the brain. You got the blood-brain barrier, etc., that could still protect the brain. But it is probably the easiest access to the brain through the ears. So if something's coming in through the ears, yes, it can affect the brain. And, you know, I don't know how much we have in terms of studying sonic booms or sounds and the effects that can cause. But it definitely is plausible, and it's a shame that that happened. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a transgender woman, a man who identifies and has started to go through the process of becoming a woman, who has been able to breastfeed. Apparently her partner was pregnant, but was not planning to breastfeed the child, so she wanted to. She's transgender, and following months of hormonal therapy, doctors say she might be the first reported transgender woman in academic literature to breastfeed, according to a journal, a study in transgender health. Reisman, an endocrinologist for the Center for Transgender Medicine and Surgery at Mount Sinai Hospital, said doctors use protocols for a non-puerperal-induced lactation, which helps stimulate her to lactate. She had not undergone gender reassignment surgeries yet, but was started on a hormone regimen, spironolactone to suppress testosterone, and estradiol and progesterone to mimic the hormone stage of pregnancy. Then she was given a galactagogue that is used to help, increase breast milk production. She was also given a breast pump to increase prolactin, and prolactin is a hormone that helps with milk production as well. So a month into her treatment plan, she started producing droplets of milk, and in 3 months, she was producing about 8 ounces of milk per day. So after the baby was born, she breastfed for 6 weeks, and the infant's pediatrician monitored very closely the child's growth, feeding, bowel habits, etc. She later did have to supplement feedings because she wasn't producing another milk. But this is the first time I've ever heard of this. Wow. 1-877-DOCDALI. Fascinating. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kevin Reitz was the shooter high And this is on Facebook in response to what has happened with the Florida shooting in Broward County of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in high school. We have a little bit more information being reported by Daily Mail. Nicholas Cruz, 19 years old, who was the one that shot 17 people, killed. He actually killed 17 people and many others. You will see in some of the footage, he's wearing a hospital gown. He was at first in a burgundy shirt, and then he was in a hospital gown. And apparently he had to be taken to the hospital. And he was treated for, quote, labored breathing on Wednesday after he was caught with several magazines on him about a mile away from the school. He was later discharged, and then he spent several hours being questioned by authorities. This morning he was transferred to the county jail, where he will wait until his first court hearing, which I believe is supposed to be at 2 p.m. Eastern time. He is set to be arraigned on 17 counts of premeditated murder charges in Florida that could result in the death penalty. They say details are starting to emerge more about the shooter. He was recently orphaned. I believe his mom had the flu, died of the flu last year. We also found out that he did receive mental health treatment about a year ago. He did own his own AR-15 rifle, which we're being told he obtained legally. Students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School painted a picture of a, quote, weird and disturbed teen who sold knives out of his lunchbox, bragged about killing animals, and was finally kicked out of school for fighting and carrying bullets in his backpack. It also appears that the FBI, and we talked about that, where a bail bondsman in Mississippi last year alerted the feds about Cruz writing on a YouTube comment that he was going to be a professional school shooter, which means this could have been planned for a very, very long time. So, the FBI, Ben Benite, who's the one that alerted the FBI, we talked about that. The FBI was quick to respond to it. He said he didn't hear from the FBI again until after the shooting on Wednesday. And an FBI official said they followed up on a report, but were unable to further identify the person who made the comment. So they investigated the comment, but they didn't know it was this Cruz kid who later ended up shooting up the school yesterday. Broward County Mayor Beam Furr also revealed that Cruz had been getting treatment at a mental health clinic for a while, but had not been back to the clinic in more than a year. Again, that could also be a red flag, but how many people stop going for their mental health treatment? A lot. So, we don't have enough staff. We don't have enough people to screen, which is a problem, and maybe that's something that we need to start doing either in school or, on a regular basis. He said it wasn't like there wasn't concern for him. We tried to keep our eyes out on those kids who aren't connected. In this case, we didn't find a way to connect with this kid. They said authorities offered no immediate details on Cruz or his motive, except he had been kicked out of the high school. The school has about 3,000 students. And again, we still don't know exactly why he was expelled, but other people said he got into a fight with his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. So, in terms of his parents, I'm not exactly sure what happened to his, the dad. The adopted mother, Linda Cruz, was 68 years old and died of pneumonia. Now, this is very interesting. We notice some kids have issues when their parents are that much older than them. And older parents don't seem to discipline like younger parents do. I noticed that with my, brother. So when I was 15 and a half, my baby brother was born. One of my baby brothers was born. The last of them. And, when I grew up, with my sister and brother, not that I would have ever wished this on my brother, but I mean, we got our butts kicked. I mean, we got our weapons and belts and that kind of thing. But with my younger brother, my parents are already in their 40s and 50s. So they were slowing down. I mean, they weren't chasing him across the house. They weren't, so he was disciplined less. Now, he still turned out to be a good kid, but, not the same sort of, family a type of experience that a lot of other people do. And there was a discussion a while back, do kids who come from younger parents have better bonds with their younger parents because of music and that kind of thing. I don't know, because I think older parents don't seem to sweat the little things and seem to have good bonds too. So I don't know if they've studied that. Could it be a factor? Maybe. You know, maybe. But I do find that interesting. His mother, so when he was 18, his mother was 68. That's a 50-year age difference. But apparently she was the only one he was close with. Sister-in-law Barbara Kumbatovic told the Washington Post she put a lot of time and effort into those boys, trying to give them a good life and upbringing. Cruz and her husband, now the husband, the dad, died of a heart attack years ago. He adopted Nicholas and his biological brother after the couple moved from Long Island in New York to Broward County. Nicholas was an infant when he was adopted. It's unclear if he was adopted from the U.S. or abroad. Adopted children from abroad sometimes have issues adjusting due to neglect in their orphanages, especially children from Russia. While his brother was quiet and liked to stay indoors, Nicholas constantly got into trouble and appeared to have, quote, emotional issues. They said the mom dealt with it like most parents did. She was a hardworking woman. She made a beautiful home for them. But she, it looks like she was 50, no, or was it be 40? 40? Yeah, she was already in her 40s when she had him as an infant. So, you know, you wonder. Apparently he did not have an arrest record. A lot of people have been asking what have been some of his dealings in terms of Islamic terrorism. And so we have some posts of him searching, you know, Allahu Akbar, and making certain comments. And even he actually had in one of his streams, Allahu Akbar with bombs posted, emojis of bombs. And so that hasn't been really revealed much. And Allahu Akbar is God is great in Arabic. And it's something that we've seen many Islamic terrorists say before, that they'll shout out before an attack. And so very interesting that he would include that, you know, in his writings and in his social media posts. So, you know, we're obviously going to be getting more details as the day progresses and, you know, after his hearing, et cetera. But, you know, the discussions right now is what to do in terms of our schools, how to protect our schools. And we don't do enough. We don't do enough. I mean, I on one end, you know, thank God he didn't shoot more. You know, how did he, when did he decide to leave? Did he shoot and run? You know, what stopped him from shooting more? You know, did he run out of bullets? I'd really like to know more details on that. It's just horrifying to think that he got as many as he did. But, you know, schools are big. And, you know, do we need to do metal detectors? Do we have to have, should we have metal detectors? Should we have TSA-type agents screening and patting down and looking through backpacks? And, you know, should we be doing this on a daily basis coming to school? Some people could say, well, you know, for the amount of school shootings we have, that's going to be a lot of money, that's going to be a lot of time. But, you know, we shouldn't have one school shooting. Now, if it's going to take that kind of money and time to protect one child from getting shot, I would say to do it. I mean, look at all the wasteful spending we have. This isn't a waste. This is something we need to do. You know, but how do we protect our malls? How do we protect our, you know, our workplaces? How do we protect a news reporter and her cameraman from an ex-employee? Well, we try to address the mental health issues that we have. But this kid was able to get treatment. He didn't want it. So even if there was treatment available to him, he didn't want it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement
replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.